Chapter 7. 24 guests sat down to dinner. I will mention only a few. Miss Rachel, the queen of the evening, wore her wonderful birthday present. Cleverly, Mr. Franklin had fixed it to her dress with silver wire. On her left sat Dr. Candy from Fritzing Hall. A pleasant man, wise in his medicine, and fond of a joke. On her right sat the explorer, Mr. Murthwaite, a tall, quiet man with a watchful eye. He had spent years wandering about India. After a long look at the diamond, he said, "Miss Rachel, if you ever go to India, don't take that with you. Your life wouldn't be worth sixpence." As the meal went on, I became sadly aware that the party lacked life. Nobody had their usual appetite. There were often gaps in the talk, and even old jokers like Dr. Candy had nothing funny to say. Normally brilliant conversationalists seemed almost dull. Mr. Godfrey, for instance. He spent the whole meal in serious discussion with Miss Clack, a distant cousin of Miss Rachel's. She was one of his lady's charity friends, a most religiously minded woman. However, I noticed she had a rather low-cut dress and a fondness for champagne. Not even Mr. Franklin was able to brighten up the evening. On the contrary, having annoyed our local priest with his ideas on marriage, he made Dr. Candy angry with his views on medicine. The argument ended on the subject of his sleepless nights. Dr. Candy told him that his nerves were out of order and that medicine could cure his sleep problems. Mr. Franklin replied that medicine was like a blind man in the dark. My lady wisely interrupted them and invited the ladies to leave the gentlemen over their wine. Shortly afterwards, as I was filling Mr. Franklin's glass, I nearly jumped out of my skin. It was the sound of a drum. The Indians had returned. I ran outside, only to see my lady welcoming the three men and the boy. And beside her stood Miss Rachel, with the diamond shining on her dress. Immediately, Mr. Franklin went and stood next to her, ready for anything. Mr. Murthwaite spoke to them in their language, his words instantly wiping the smiles off their faces. They bowed to him in the most polite and snaky way, and their chief, his dark skin now slightly grey, turned to us and said, "There will be no magic tonight." Everyone except Mr. Murthwaite, Mr. Franklin, and myself went inside. I led the Indians to the gates, and they left. When I returned, Mr. Murthwaite and Mr. Franklin were talking. "Gabriel," said Mr. Franklin, "Mr. Murthwaite suspects that they are priests. I've told him the story behind Rachel's present." "They're certainly not magicians," said Mr. Murthwaite. "How you escaped them so far, I can't imagine. You're lucky to be alive, Mr. Blake." "Yes. There can only be one reason for their presence here: to return the diamond to the forehead of their god." "Priests," I said. "Murdering thieves, you mean?" "They're only acting according to their religion," he said. "They've seen the diamond now," said Mr. Franklin. "Take it to Amsterdam tomorrow," said Murthwaite. "Have it cut into several smaller ones. It will no longer be the moonstone, therefore no longer holy to its... to those who once owned it." "What about tonight?" I asked. "They may come back." "No, they won't risk that," Murthwaite replied. "But let your hunting dogs loose in the garden just in case." He and Mr. Franklin went inside, and I sat down, sweating, wondering what to do. Penelope came out later with a report from the drawing-room. Mr. Murthwaite had fallen asleep. Mr. Franklin had deliberately annoyed Mr. Godfrey by making fun of women's charities. Dr. Candy had mysteriously disappeared, mysteriously returned, and had a whispered conversation with Mr. Godfrey. In about an hour, they would all be leaving. I could hear distant thunder. I went out with two of the dogs and made a final search of the garden. It was beginning to rain hard as I returned. Dr. Candy was the last guest to leave. I was concerned because his carriage had no roof. He boasted that all doctors had skins like ducks and drove away in the rain, laughing at his joke.